The Word of God is power. It's the power of God that can speak to our hearts. And over the last few weeks, we've heard of different encounters with Jesus, three different questions. The rich young man who says to him, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And James and John who say, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And this week we hear Jesus pose the question to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" Very similar questions, very similar statements. Notice that in what we heard today, Jesus is the one who takes the initiative. And that makes this encounter fundamentally different than the others, though the question and the statement appear to have the same meaning. So, let's walk through this beautiful gospel passage. This man, Bartimaeus, is by the roadside begging. He is blind. So, we might presume that he has no regular source of income, maybe no trade that he can do. So, he is there at the place where many people, the most people, will walk by so that he can sustain himself through begging. And a great sizable crowd is passing by. He hears that it is Jesus of Nazareth. Apparently he has heard of this Jesus. What he has heard we do not know. But he yells out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Is he thinking, "Well, this is a famous guy? He probably has some money. He's the one that I want to call out to"? Has he heard about Jesus' miraculous power? Does he desire something more than just money? We don't know. But what we do know is that he was rebuked for yelling and calling out to Jesus. The crowd were trying to put him in his place, to keep him on the sidelines, to not allow him to draw the attention of Jesus. I think that makes us ask the question, you know, what is it that impedes us from crying out to Jesus? What obstacles do you encounter which keep you from calling out and meeting him? You know, for some it might be distractions. We're just too busy with something else. Our mind is occupied and so we don't even notice when Jesus is passing by, if you would. For others, it might be a simple lack of faith. We don't say anything to the Lord. We don't cry out to him because we don't believe that he could actually make a difference in our lives. For some, it's fear. Fear manifests itself in so many ways. Fear of breaking the social norms. It's not acceptable to speak about your faith in certain surroundings. And when we accept that, then that fear tends to creep and take over all aspects of our life. And we never think of God, cry out to him, speak of him. Or similarly, the fear of rejection by others. So we don't want to display our faith. Or it could be the fear of rejection by Jesus himself. Which is certainly not a grounded fear. But perhaps other times in our lives we've cried out to him and he didn't respond to us as we would have wished, as we would have hoped. And therefore we think that he's rejected us. And we don't want to risk that again. Whatever it might be, there are obstacles trying to keep us from calling out to Jesus. But what is the response of Bartimaeus to these rebukes? Well, he doubles down on his efforts to cry out to the Lord. He keeps yelling out, crying out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." And Jesus takes note. Jesus stops and calls him. And when they tell him that Jesus is calling him, what does he do? It's a beautiful detail. It says, he threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. So, presumably this man is begging because he's not a man of great means. His cloak perhaps was the most valuable, or at least one of the most valuable possessions that he had. He throws it aside. Normally, that would be something that he would cling to and not, I mean, you can't say let out of his sight, right? Not let away from his person, right? And he sprang up. I don't know. I mean, typically when you see people who are low vision, they don't tend to move very fast, right? They don't want to trip and fall. But it seems to be different here with Bartimaeus. With what abandon, with what enthusiasm he comes to Jesus. Do we have that same abandon? Do we have that same enthusiasm? For example, if you had an opportunity to go on a weekend retreat, would you take it? You'd have to leave some things behind. And would you go with enthusiasm to spend a weekend seeking Christ with openness? By the way, I invite you to pray for 40 women in our parish who will be going on retreat at the end of this month through the Hispanic ministry. The registration is full. What a great thing that so many are willing to throw aside their cloaks for the weekend and run to Jesus. So pray for them next weekend especially. Anyway, so Jesus says to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" Excuse me, did I say that wrong? Jesus says to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" And I think as we hear this and pray through this passage, we must hear Jesus saying that to us. What do you want? Here I am before you. What do you want me to do for you? He is taking the initiative. So it's not selfish or conceited to answer and to tell him what you want. What do you want? What do you desire from him? Is it freedom from an addiction? Is it the strength to forgive or to let go of some resentment? Is it healing? Healing from a physical or a mental illness? Could it be clarity in how to live your vocation as a spouse or as a parent? It might be courage in the face of fear. It might be asking for truth to combat the lies that might be perpetuated in your thoughts. Lies that say that you're not good enough or that no one cares about you. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus says. Bartimaeus knows clearly what he desires. He's not there for money. The pity that he wants is of a different kind. What his heart desires is to be able to see. It's a kind of freedom that he is seeking, right? That he no longer wants to be dependent anymore. He wants to be able to freely give of himself. And Jesus tells him, go your way. Your faith has saved you. Isn't that interesting? The rich young man, Jesus said, sell everything and then come follow me. But to Bartimaeus, he says, go your way. You have now the freedom to do as you please. You were constrained in so many ways before because of your lack of sight. Now go your way. We know the rich young man who was invited to Jesus, invited to follow Jesus, went away sad. But not Bartimaeus. With all the freedom to go his own way, what does he do? Receiving his sight immediately, He followed Jesus on the way. He received his sight. He received freedom. And with that gift, with that newfound freedom, he chooses to follow Jesus Christ. So perhaps that's the takeaway today. Receive and follow. The rich young man didn't want to receive. He wanted to earn it. And that's why he went away sad when he was told that he would have to give away everything. James and John, they wanted to demand it of Jesus. But Bartimaeus was the one fundamentally different, disposed to receive from the Lord. And that's what made him so ready to be his disciple, to be his follower. Receive and follow.